Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tune in. This is a show that is open to the general public. This is something that everyone needs to hear about. You know, we're talking about satisfying your personal greatness. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and you are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. On the other side of this line is the one and only, believe me, there won't be another one, Comedian Organic OK.
Right. Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK, but it's not going somewhere, man. It's when there won't be another one. I mean, you trying to replace me and make sure I ain't coming back? What's going on here?
No, I'm just saying that you're one of a kind. There's not going to be another.
Well, okay.
You are unique. Unique.
Oh, man. That's good to hear. Good to hear. As long as I'll be able to be uniquely enjoying this.
Come on, let's get into it.
Yes. My name is Comedy Organic OK, and this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And my co-host is Comedian Talk Dude. Talk Dude, how you been?
I've been okay. You know what? I've been trying to satisfy my own personal greatness.
Okay.
Yeah. What can I say? Listening to this show inspired me. And you know, I want to encourage a lot of others to do the same. Okay, good people. It's 9:01 right now on our program. Listen, call in. Don't just listen. Talk. We can help you. We can help you satisfy your personal greatness. Take that first step. Okay? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Everyone out there in Radio Land, pick up the phone. Get involved. Come on. Open up. It's waiting for you. Everything. The kingdom. Okay, now let's talk a little bit tonight about basically how to help people satisfy their personal greatness, how everyone out there can get just a little bit better, or at least with one step tonight, can begin a lifelong journey. It can happen. Come on, let's spin it.
I'm listening to you talk, dude.
All right.
What's one of the things you must understand? As you become free, and if you already been free, you know it's important to nurture, to truly give that information the most greatest uplifting assistance that you can possibly share with the greatness. That is a part of your life happiness. That's a part of the greatness that truly needs to be inspired. You know, greatness get inspired,
mm-hmm.
right? But have more than you expect to actually be impacted by and be vulnerable. Now, for those that ever heard about satisfying the greatness within you,
mm-hmm.
it's organic.
Oh, yeah.
It starts within the desire with no contaminated setups or what we call in my world bias, cannibalism, plagiarizing. This is no. It's none of those things in this particular segment. Isn't that important, dude?
Indeed.
This is very important. Where you got no contaminated, cross-contaminated bias, plagiarized. Now, it can be so much important. Back to my co-host, Talk Dude.
You're welcome. Come on, let's talk a little bit more about how to basically have this thing free in an uncontaminated way. How to basically make sure nothing is tainted, nothing gets all nasty with artificial flavoring and coloring. You know, like nothing has any that high fructose corn syrup everyone's talking about is so dangerous that they're giving to the kids. Come on, let's talk about it. How do we have it so pure organic? Tell us. Basically, naturally, organically, safely satisfy all that personal greatness. Organic, are you there? Organic.
I've been organic, so all I do is organic.
All
right. Roadkiller.
Yes, yes, yes. That is a good thing. That is a pure thing. I mean, this thing is about the more thing. It's about satisfying all that greatness by letting the greatness out, letting it flow through their veins, giving blood to greatness.
You said blood to greatness.
Yes. Like giving blood to fantasy.
We got to be careful about that because, you know, those that are veganisms, they say blood that represents animals, and that can be something that we take in another direction. Right?
I suppose so. I mean, anything can be taken out of context, so to speak. But, I mean, come on, but let's talk about that personal greatness, shall we?
That's right. That's right. Now, the personal greatness that I want you to find or you to spread, don't let it sit there and get dusty. Don't let it get rusty. Don't let it be like a Charlie horse in your emotional display because you're sitting back and say, I'm going to think about it. I want to wait and see anybody else do it before you do it. And then guess what happens? Somebody thrill your moment where the moment's always thrilled through you. And your moment's unthrilled. And now you're bitter because somebody took the desire that you wanted to actually do. Don't make the cross contamination a lifelong task of misery. Free your happiness. Free the organic in your satisfied moment. Because misery don't own my company. It don't want my company. You know why? Because I pull hard ass the company of misery. I make sure it's clean. Misery say, no, we ain't coming over there. Make sure. Because misery will come over here, make things very awkward. See, this is a natural order. But this is what I want to do. I want to take this time and go around and spread it back to the talk dude. Talk dude, he talked about some really. I want to make sure he reach his goal, reach his mark, reach his happiness, reach the part where he's truly being talked to. Now, talk dude, express it to the people.
Your greatness can be let out. It can be revealed. You just need to let it flow. I know, look, it can be scary. It can be a lot of work. It can be a lot of a whole endeavor. It can feel eventually like a lot to carry because you know what? Success is so tricky, isn't it? And it's so hard. It's such hard, hard work. It's so easy just to sit back there and just let the world go by. Well, that's what this show's about. We're about trying to find a natural way for you to basically just let it loose. Work at it. Keep chop away that bit. And you know what? It's all sure to follow. Everything you want, everything you are dreaming, everything you're dying for. You don't need a magic lamp with a genie in it. You don't. You have yourself. You don't just need three wishes hands. You can make all your wishes come true. You can do all that. You can do it at this moment right now. You're listening. You see, you take right now. Look what you're doing now. You're taking the moment to listen to a program that is teaching you how to love yourself. How to have some faith. How to have some self-worth and value.
It's appreciation. Full appreciation.
Self-appreciation. Because that comes first.
Come on, man. They talking. But are they listening? Are
they listening? Okay. Now, ask yourself, basically, why don't I love myself more? Why don't I have more respect for myself? I should love me. Okay, listen to me. There are a lot of people out there who are doing well for themselves who have a lot of self-hate. They keep themselves in self-hate, so they basically have incentive to go out there and earn more material wealth and whatever and really just try to get by like that. You know what? They're not at peace. They keep trying to think, if I just have one more knick-knack, if I just have one more doodad, just one more dang thing, all this is going to disappear. But you know what? Some of them don't even think, I don't want the self-contempt to disappear. See, the moment I stop hating myself, I stop pushing myself. I stop trying so hard. And that, let me say, that's a slippery slope. That is dangerous. That is personally messed up. That is not the answer. Gotta love yourself first. Love yourself before all of this even starts. And then, when you, then you're ready to go out there and be the you you want to be. Take those steps towards personal greatness. Everything opens up. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy, because, see, with everything, it's a rat race. Everything nowadays is like a rat race. Everybody is chasing. There's so many people on the planet. They're all running and scurrying towards, you know, even the little stuff. Even the stuff you think that nobody else wants, even the, you know, even the mediocre stuff, they're all trying to go for it. They're not just trying to reach for that brass ring. They're all trying to scurry towards everything. Yes, it's harder now more than ever, but don't tell yourself that's not reason to try, to give up. For the hassle, it's so cutthroat. It's so cold-blooded. It's so congested. It is.
Cold-blooded.
Still, you can go after it. You can make it happen.
You've been talking, man. I appreciate you. Keep going. I'm hearing it, man. Come on. It don't matter who's listening. I'm listening, okay? So matter to the matter. It matters. Well, appreciate that moment. Give yourself that time. You say, ain't this amount of people listening? But this is the mission of the opponent. Is if that's not gone, then you got the right opponent there. You got the message that you're supposed to be delivering, and you're saying it. That's the message. Now, you're going to sit here and lock out your delivery because you ain't got enough people with ears to listen? Guess what? You got a congregation that have never forgot you. Yeah, some of them laying down behind some soil and, you know, they're not getting up. But guess what? They've been here before. They have touched your ears. They have touched places. So when you have your conscience and your mind get up with ideas, that's people like that that's not even technically physically here no more, reaching your mind, reaching ideas and pushing you. Do you want to think sometimes things you ain't even thinking about come to your mind? Think about that. Things come to your mind. We talk about all the ideas that people create, how this book, that book, read this book. Isn't the information, if there's an idea that you're getting from the universe as a library, guess what happens? It's a harvest that you're getting. It's a greatness you're getting. It's an insight that you're feeling. You're connecting. That vibration level fills you just like anger fills the contaminated. As it spills over. But think about how that harvest grows up. Now, I like to take this time. This comedian, comedy, organic, okay. Now, I'd like to say for a moment, satisfying the greatness have been a moment, and I'm appreciating the greatness that Talk Dude is telling me. Thank you, Talk Dude. Thank you for allowing yourself to be so much importance.
Anytime. It's what you put me on the show for. That is my purpose. This is how I'm satisfying my personal greatness. I'm spouting off the message. I'm the prophet, the messenger.
Go on there, man. The message has been delivered. And I got it, and I'm going to give you a tip. I'm going to give you great reviews on your conversation because the greatness is being rewarded. Talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay. All right. You might ask, what is the first step after you love yourself? I mean, you do. Okay, you've learned to basically have self-worth. What is the next step? Okay, ask yourself what it is, what is your inner self telling you you need most? What you're dying for, what you really, truly need. Listen to that voice more than anything. Don't basically listen to a lot of the external voices that, you know, I'm talking about, the kind of people who basically would be happier if you did something special for their sake, for their comfort and whatever. Don't be the kind of person that tries too hard to please everybody else. It's 9:15 here on the program, satisfying the greatness within you. And you know something? There's two of us talking here, but We'd like to hear from somebody out there what they've got to say. Please call it. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, honestly, of course you need external, you know, worth as well. You need that. You need it. But see, that's the tricky part. Even though you need it, the question is, what is it? What is it that you personally need? Is it something you need, something that you feel that you basically are naked without, not something that the rest of the world is going to tell you you're going to need? Because there's a lot of people who are basically going to try to get you to buy whatever they're selling, and there's a lot of people who are basically going to try and get you to do something for their convenience, okay? Something they'd prefer you do. You know, everybody, in a way, is kind of like irritated by everybody else. You know what I'm talking about. Now, behind closed doors, we backbite and complain about whoever's not in the room. They're doing something that we're not. Now, look, people just do this towards everybody. It's nothing to take too personally. Your personal greatness is all that matters. Not meant to please everybody. But find basically what defines you as great. What is it? What is it you need? Ask yourself that every second of every minute of every day. What do you need right now? Your greatness is calling out to you. Can you hear it? It's inside. Sometimes we silence that voice. We ignore it. But listen to it. Listen. It's going to make your life. It's going to give you inner peace, that inner peace of soul. That's what everybody needs. Everybody truly needs it before anything else. Inner peace of soul. Organic, say it with me. Inner peace of soul. That's something. That is the cornerstone to your personal greatness.
Inner peace with the soul. And it's rewarding. That is reflection. Once you look and clean that mirror, that appetite you've been trying to hold has been growling, telling you, please, let's enjoy happiness. Let's not hold ourselves a hostage and be unaccountable for our greatness. Satisfying that. Doesn't it feel different? Now, talk, dude.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel as you're expressing this satisfying the greatness in your words?
Like I'm getting closer to experiencing the inner peace in my soul.
Man, that's the catch. That's the message.
So everybody out there needs. I wish somebody would call in and join us on our little crusade. I wish something would happen, really.
Well, I'm going to piss my own show.
Okay, go ahead. Put somebody on right now. Who are you going to put on the show? You going to put them on now?
Now, what's satisfying the greatness mean to you?
Satisfying and greatness.
Satisfying the greatness within you. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means that I live my life to the fullest in a satisfying way.
Thank you. See, there's a blessing came in disguise. See, it helps to pick the message out in the aura because it happens. More people be a part of it, and so I can find another person.
Okay, I don't want there to be too much dead air, so let's just talk about this. To our guest, I hope that basically you are doing, you're taking daily steps to satisfy your personal greatness. I hope you are doing what you need to do so. I hope that you are basically, I guess the word I'm trying to say is opening up and listening to yourself, making yourself great. I hope you are doing that. I hope that you are doing all of that. I hope everyone out there listening to this is taking our advice and finding, once again, doing what the show entails, satisfying that personal greatness.
kind of greatness in you.
What was that?
And
she's giving a message. Let her tell her. Just listen.
Okay.
You lift yourself up, but first, before you even lift yourself, before you lift yourself up, you have to lift up Yahweh. You have to lift him up. Then you can lift yourself up. You can find the greatness in you. Once you find the greatness in Yah, you find the greatness in you.
That's it. That's all right. See, that message like she came out of nowhere, like a stage set. She came in like a guest appearance. See how that message, for those that understand what that message is, guess what that means? She gave a message that focused on the message that's in you. Right, that's what I said earlier.
Right.
See, this is universal. The universal messages don't stop. It really is like an echo. It's an echo to our soul. Guess what?
What? Hello?
She asked
the same one he asked me. Yes. Because the show is called Satisfying the Greatness with you. Well, what's it mean to you?
Satisfying
the greatness.
Same thing?
Because
you got to give God first.
Okay.
He's the greatest of all. Once you give him, he's happy. Hey. It's nothing but goodness.
Oh,
and he's always happy. He's never sad a day. That's why I wake up happy. I'm not saying I'm like God, I'm equal to God. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that he wakes up happy, I wake up happy. You know? He wakes me up happy. You hear me? Every day you hear me. I'm always laughing. I'm laughing about something.
Yeah, he sound like a voice, like he got to laugh like a voiceover, like yeah, people, the audience laugh. He's like a bunch of audience members with one person. Like they hire him to laugh. Yeah, no.
You know how they just do with that mic? When they thought they have a lot of people, there's only one person out there. Okay, so the show back then. Remember when Ray Charles said, "Go give me one of them old Johnny mics." See how he did the background and stuff too.
Oh, Johnny.
Remember how he was doing that record? Yeah, that was him,
even
all on that. He did a few records like that.
You see that, man?
The record was bad.
Because he get a guest on here. Guess what? You helped him out. You helped him out because you gave him a message. But I'll be careful with him because he thought, I want to get paid to talk words and conversation.
Yeah.
You! I had to back up on you because you. He's like liver color. He thought, don't see jobs this year.
I like this.
Set the side.
I like this.
Audio technician.
Because I was head to head.
See, now you got 3 people that had testimony. See how fast that was? It didn't take no time.
Yeah.
So now, are you satisfied now? Yeah, 3 people had testimonies?
Yeah, I mean, tell me, now, you guys are satisfying your personal greatness, aren't you? Can you feel yourself being honestly, can you feel the greatness coming out? Can you feel that self-improvement kicking in? That self-help, can you feel it?
Well, when that self-help comes, that's when we all change. Because you see the things that need to be changed around you. When you change the things around you,
everything in you.
Yes, around you is in you. But what I'm saying is when you change all those things around you, within your little circle, in your home, okay, you're going to turn a couple more pages over.
You heard it say, couple more pages over.
You're going to turn a couple more pages over.
You're going to turn the pages
like this. We got this square now. This is the way we want it always, every day.
All day. Breakfast time.
Uncut.
Lunch time.
Okay, nothing. It could be a few things be out of order, but yet it's still presentable.
You're going to dust it?
Yes.
You have housekeeping?
Yes.
Emotionally. Come in and...
But basically, overall, it's the way God keeps it. Clean it. Or it says...
Godliness is next to cleanliness?
Yes. Okay, you know what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you continue to roll that every day when you get up. First thing you do, get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, doing things around. And you may have been up that night, so you just tidying up things around here you know, as you go, wipe the table down, you know, as you go. Okay, you may run a vacuum, you got carpet, you got a carpet, you're sweet. Run a wet mop across the floor, disinfect, you know. Do the bathroom.
Is that good?
Hit the bathroom, come see your kitchen, tighten that down, you finna cook, bing, 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 bing.
Is that
it right there.
Is that enough for you? Any more questions? Because he had talked the phone disconnected.
Okay, let's continue just a little bit, shall we? Now tell me, how do you personally think that everybody out there, everybody listening to this, who's going to hear this at some point, can satisfy their personal greatness? What's the attitude you should have?
I'm asking him. How do you satisfy the greatness within you? How do you satisfy the greatness within you?
How do you satisfy the greatness by learning?
Go on there, man. He thought that was always like one of them punchline motivation debating moves. Like it's like Tai Chi. Like he throw a person in their butt. He's like, no more. Please don't slap me again. I just got these out the cleaners.
Hey, they said, James, you heard me do it. I must make
you to my face. James Kirk,
Captain Kirk, from Star Trek. I must make you
to
my face. You
need
to know
when he's talking
like that.
He's talking about Star Trek.
You know, overall, it's making it better. You've
been out here all this time.
Yes, sir. And then just...
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Is there any more questions? Okay, I'm done. Any more questions? Is that it?
No. It's just that it started to cut out. I have more questions. Okay, tell us how you're basically satisfying your own personal greatness. Tell the world that.
How I satisfy the greatness is I have to, first off, I have to recognize the greatness that's being delivered to me to actually embrace and not disconnect the power that's actually in the infrastructure of what the message have been giving others and have been giving to me. Powerful thing where I'm generating solar energy for others to actually be able to utilize, not to just take it for myself to be selfish. Because it's about solar, because people can recharge their energy force. Is that it?
I guess that's it. Okay, you've been listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You, and hopefully you listened and learned something tonight. Everybody out there, you can pick up all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. Okay? Well, thank you all for tuning in. Remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Organic, you have anything else to say? I think everybody would like to give a shout-out to everybody out there who might be hearing this last few seconds of the show.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to say thank all the people participating in organically expressing their message, and the message will be expressed to others. Thank everyone. This is Comedy Organic OK. Good night.
All right, thank you. And good night.